What I want to do is start by introducing the gentleman to my left and right. It's an outstanding group. It's one that's worked closely and often together over the last 3-4 months. Everybody brings a strong combination of opinions and ideas to the table, but the five of us, I think, have developed a great chemistry and certainly all share a very positive passion toward our common goal of being the best we can be, whether it be with Harbor Center and the facility, whether it be partnership and collaboration with the now expanded Junior Sabres organization, or whether it be toward the greater good of making Buffalo, Western New York, the Buffalo-Niagara region, the destination for hockey. And as you'll see demonstrated in the comments today, there's a combination of partnership, collaboration, and leadership out of this group that I'm confident will deliver terrific outcomes in the years ahead. All right, what are we going to try to do today? What do I want to make sure you walk away with? First and foremost is clarity. There's been tremendous buzz ever since the project was announced, and that's created a lot of chatter throughout the community. The overall response has been incredible. It's terrific. It's unbelievably positive. I and many of us get to experience that each and every day. We'll acknowledge it's also created assorted speculation as to what we will be, what we won't be, what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. That's created some misinformation, and we're here today to do our best to make sure we clean that up. The four of these guys with me have been working hard over the last 3 months and confident that we've now got our act together. So you hear about Harbor Center Hockey, the facility, the programming, the type of events that will be run, and overall what our objectives and what our focus is. You'll hear about the Academy of Hockey, as we're calling it at the moment, Center of Excellence, as it's been referred to in the past. Provide a little better definition, clarity as to what that is. More importantly, with Kevin and the team he'll assemble, who that will be and the benefits and expectations that will provide. And on a parallel path, talk to you about the Junior Sabres youth organization, who it is, what their focus is, and what our relationship will be across this table, and what the relationship will be between Harbor Center, the Sabres, and the Junior Sabres. Clearly, the second thing I want to do is give you the chance to meet all of us as a leadership team. Set up front, really proud and excited to be working with these guys. Indication of the commitment we have with Harbor Center to build a best-in-class group, a best-in-class organization, starts at the top, as it does anywhere. All these guys have been around hockey for many, many years, played, participated, been incredibly successful. We now got it assembled under one roof on the same team, with common objectives and expectations and a focus and a resolve to be the best we can be, and incrementally provide leadership across the region and across the area, and in the process earn the trust and confidence for all of you. So one, talk about Harbor Center, what it is, what it isn't, meet the leadership team. Three, third objective is to ensure we begin to help you understand how you fit. We think Harbor Center spells opportunity, an opportunity for us to create a rising tide and lift all boats. As I'm prone to say, that requires partnership and collaboration. While this is just the beginning of our dialogue, clearly want to ensure you have the opportunity to understand what it means to you, your organizations, frankly, your teams, your children. Fourth, make it really clear. We're now open for business. Yep, the building's still being constructed. Correct, there is no ice to skate on, but the five of us, the team we've started to assemble, we're ready to do business. We're in the hockey business now. And so today's our kickoff event, opening day, if you will, pre-opening day for us. The planning, the preparation, and more activities for this time next year are well underway. The inquiries, the outreach from all of you and many more has been a constant. And want to assure you that we're focused, we're on our game, and we'll be ever more so. And lastly, hopefully confirm what's already obvious, it's going to be a really special place across the street, or frankly connected to this building. The anticipation, the energy is unbelievably positive, not only for hockey, but for Buffalo, Canalside, Western New York, and the region in total. And want you to share in that sense of excitement and enthusiasm. So clarity, leadership team, understand who we are, make sure you have a little better sense of how you fit and what it means to you and your organization, and walk away with the affirmation that we are ready to rock and roll, open for business, and share in the excitement that we're otherwise providing. As you've walked in, you've seen a couple renderings. If you've had the chance to see some of the other pictures, what you see over here to my left is a view of the building. For me, it's the biggest wow factor rendering. It's a view from the northwest corner, Main and Scott. So if you all were to turn and look out that far corner of the Lexus Club here, that's the view that you'd see from the canal side of Main Street. You can see the first four or five levels, as I've said to people, is the best looking parking ramp you're ever going to find. That's the base of the structure. The hockey rinks are going to be on level six. There'll be 12 stories of hotel on top of that. So in total, you've got a 20-story structure. The corner that you're looking directly at is one of our retail outlets. You'll hear some news on that over the next 30 days or so. The opposite corner at Scott and Washington will be our new restaurant that'll be owned and operated under the Pagula umbrella. You'll also get some more information on that in the weeks ahead as well. So come this time next year, you'll have the rinks, you'll have the restaurant, you'll have some retail, and you'll have the ramp up and running. The hotel will come online in the spring of 15, and as you can readily see, more than create a wow factor, create a real source of pride for this community and really a substantive and meaningful anchor for Canalside and, frankly, downtown Buffalo. To my right is a rendering, and you all have this in your brochure, the centerfold, if you will, of your handout today. Nick and Kevin in particular will reference that in the course of their conversations, but this is an effort to give you a picture of what the hockey complex, the hockey campus, if you will look like. It's on floor six of the facility. It extends up to seven in terms of the feature rink. Rink one will be a two-story facility with seating for up to 2,000 that will extend to floor seven. As you look at it, I'd ask you to kind of flip yourself upside down or flip the picture upside down. Rink one will face all of us if we were to turn and look out the building. So rink one will be closest to First Niagara Center. The whole facility will be connected by a walkway. You see in the upper left-hand corner of the drawing, as you look at your booklets, which will be the immediate corner as we look right out here, two designated rinks, one for Canisius College, I saw Bill Maher here earlier, two for the Junior Sabres, Larry and Michael for that U20 team. So we'll have two dedicated locker rooms built and outfitted specifically for the two teams that we'll call Harbor Center home. There's nine other locker rooms, total of 11. Part of what makes the facility unique, you see all those shaded in purple. They're numbered up top for those of you that want to audit it. There's actually 11 separate locker facilities. As you work your way down the top of the page, and that's the Main Street side, again, just to orient you, the top of your page, the top of the drawing is Main Street. As you work your way down towards Scott, the red-colored area is what we call the high-performance off-ice workout area. It's about 3,500 square feet, I think, twice the size of what the Sabres have in-house. Many of you have read and heard about what a tremendous in-house facility the team has. This will be twice the footprint that exists today and provide us with tremendous opportunity to develop the talent off the ice as well as on the ice. You see a turquoise teal colored area designated classroom. Clearly part of the campus environment that we're creating and part of the off-ice experience is to ensure we've got facilities, a combination of space, talent, and technology that we can leverage off-ice instructional. That will be built out as well. Some of the details of that yet to be refined, but trust. It'll be a tremendous experience all the way around. The yellow shaded areas are office and administrative, whether it be customer service in the center of the two rinks, or whether it be space for Kevin and his coaching staff on the upper left, or whether it be the administrative side of the house adjacent to Scott Street. Happy to take you through more of that later on. Nick and Kevin, as I said, will otherwise reference it as they go. So that gives you a quick little drive-by of the facility itself, the hockey complex in particular. So before I pass the baton to the rest of the group, what will ye hear? What are some of the takeaways we want to ensure all of you walk away with? Our commitment is to make this the destination for hockey, not just for Buffalo, Western New York, not just regionally, but make it one of the destinations across the country. And as I said, we think we're going to put together a unique combination of facility, talent, and technology and set a new standards, not only about creating a wow experience, but really raise the bar in a way that's impactful and meaningful. You'll see us innovate. You'll see us be incredibly supportive to create that rising tide, at the same time not at the expense of focusing on the elite player and the elite level of talent. We'll be inclusive in terms of collaborating and cooperating with all of you. The only way we win is if all of you win. At the same time, we readily embrace the need and the responsibility we have to take a leadership role. Nick talks about youth hockey. You'll hear him talk about numbers and organization. I've had that pounded in my head for the 4 months I've been working with him. It's about how we increase the numbers and enhance the organization to create more opportunity for players, opportunity for coaches, develop that level of talent, and again, do that in partnership and collaboration with all of you. When you hear Kevin talk about the Academy of Hockey, it is a high-performance center. High-performance center year-round. This building, level 6, will be up and running 12 months of the year. There is no off-season for us. In fact, when he talks about the traditional off-season, I'd argue it'll be our peak season. And you'll hear him talk about the faculty that we're putting together, the coaching staff, the programming that'll be customized and tailored and highly impactful. And not only what we'll do when you come to us, but what we'll bring to you in terms of our outreach efforts as well. And with Larry and Michael, you'll hear their commitment and our collaborative commitment to build the best developmental organization in the country. And that's not intended to be a soundbite. That's intended to accurately depict the commitment and the passion we all bring to retain and develop the top talent that Western New York, frankly, already produces, as well as work collaboratively to host best-in-class events, leverage that Sabres brand, and do it in a real impactful and leadership way.